Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Big Bang and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts, the hottest podcast in the streets. Visit the new website today, www.bigfactspod.com.
Live from First Class Sounds, you know who it is, DJ Scream, Big Bang, Baby J, Shy Jones, and OG Shante, Duct Tape Dave, and this is Big Facts Friday.
What's up?
What's up, everybody?
What's happening?
Everything smooth, everything solid?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, can't complain.
Everybody good? Everybody in a good energy space?
Fantastic, right. Energy space. Fantastic, never been better.
Fantastic, Jay says. Yep. That's what's up. All right, well, while Jones and gets her lip gloss together, let's start with the word of the day, which is image. We're going to talk about image.
All right, so what's up, Jay? Textbook saltine definition of image is a visual representation of something, such as a likeness of an object produced on a photographic material or a picture produced on an electronic display, such as a television or computer screen. The part B of that definition is the optical counterpart of an object produced by an optical device, a mental picture or impression of something, or a popular conception as of a person, institution, or nation projected especially through the mass media.
Okay.
And the urban gerbin definition is something in your mind or a picture.
Perception. Right. Basically. Image and perception kind of go hand in hand.
Basically.
So that leads us to the question of the day, which is why is it so important for rappers to have a real street nigga image or perception attached to them?
I feel like because if they don't perpetuate that street nigga out of the mud, I came from nothing image, then they feel like they're not going to relate to their audience. So regardless of however they came up or regardless of whatever they may or may not have gone through to get to where they are, to be the rap nigga starter kit or starter point or whatever, they feel like they have to do that because they feel like that's what people are going to most identify with.
So do you think that that puts them in a pot with a bunch of other motherfuckers trying to do the same thing? And then when a motherfucker like Kendrick or J. Cole or whoever comes and they just, or Damani or whoever, they just themselves, they ain't trying to, you know, align themselves with no image. They end up being big because they being themselves when you got everybody trying to be the same thing right over here.
I think it's just the way you might rap. Some guys who rap gangster rap and rap hard, I think they just don't want to look at being looked at as being soft or take some from. That way they got.
How would that work if a told my lad. How would that work if a rapper was a great rapper, made great music, right? But then told everybody, shit, I'm fake. Not fake, but I don't, this is entertainment. I know how to rap about every brick, every gun, everything, but I ain't never done none of that shit. Which we know that's a reality. That's why I'm kind of laughing. We know that it is a reality, but how would it work if they admitted it?
You mean if they actually rapped about the bricks and then admitted that they don't know anything drugs. About bricks, or if they're admitting before they even do it,
right,
that they can do it, but they
still like them. Like, good music is good music.
I think so too.
But you got a lot of niggas that say that though.
Yeah, people, you think it's people that saying it because they're trying to keep the heat off them, or they saying it because they really mean it?
Shit, Ice Cube said it.
Ice Cube did say it. He is very successful.
DJ Quick, remember he said that shit?
He said he never gang bang.
After that, when you hear that,
a bunch of West Coast niggas. A bunch of West Coast. I ain't never heard nobody from Atlanta say it.
21 said he was up here.
What did he say?
He said, like Denzel, I'm acting.
Right, okay.
He said it.
You're right.
He said it on our podcast.
Okay.
Love shit.
But at some point, we know 21, a real nigga that has been in the streets to some, you know what I'm saying? Like, we know that. We talking about, like, kind of like, you might have went to prep school, don't know nothing about this shit, but you learned it from other rap, or you learned it off TV, or you learned it on the internet, and you figured out how to make it sound good, but you really ain't.
Or if you rapping about being a break man, and you really just telling your homeboy story.
Well, I think that's frequent. I think a lot of rappers say that they rapping their best man story. Like, even Jay-Z kind of said.
Not even that they personal friend, just an older dude who they don't see in their life. Just.
Nah, but it's I'm talking about the niggas that's, like, rapping, like, in first person. Like, they actually did it themselves and not even acknowledging the nigga whose story they really telling type shit.
That's what they gonna do.
All that shit come with it. It's still art at the end of the day.
Yeah. It's art.
You can't hold no nigga to goddamn his lyrics.
It's art, but it's also at the same time deceit.
How's it deceit?
How?
Think about
this. You're bringing people in to your character, making them kind of trying to like make them relate to you as a person or as a rapper or whatever. But at the end of the day, like, you're a fraud.
How does a fraud?
That's not a fraud.
But think about this.
I'm an entertainer. How's that fraud?
No, but think about this. I will say this.
How that's fraud if I'm an entertainer?
Now listen, if you a big money rapper, right?
And you rapping, I try to hold niggas to these standards as, okay, you need to be the realest nigga, but then when they go to jail and shit, we laughing.
Okay.
Which one is it?
Listen, no. Which one is it?
Do you want me to be a fraud, or you want me to be a goddamn entertainer?
You're right. 100%.
Because any nigga who rapping about anything is a fraud then.
Listen to what I'm
saying. Because there's no nigga rapping actually doing exactly what they doing today, they in jail.
You are right. Big bank.
I'm just being 100. So everybody, it's all an image. Like what the word is, y'all just say, it's all an image.
That's what I'm saying though. You got Club Bank, right? And you say, all right, Club Bank is a strip club, right? and you say, all right, I'm going to get the big money nigga to come through here to be talking that big money shit on the music. Nigga pull up and don't spend no money.
It's still that ain't gonna fuck with though.
It's entertainment, but what's going to be your perception? What you going to say? Man, fuck that nigga. And then all the girls going to say, fuck that nigga. He ain't spend no money.
Did he get paid?
Yeah, he got
so
paid.
So do he give a fuck about what we saying? That's what I'm saying. If he got paid, do he give a fuck about what we saying?
His hit record is Make It Rain on these hoes. And he pull up to Bank Strip Club and they spent $1 on those.
But did he put some money in his account that night? That's all I'm
his
asking.
Hit record ain't, his hit record ain't my bank account loaded. His hit record is Make It Rain on these hoes.
You got niggas hit but records that say the block is hot. Lil Wayne never been on the block. This is a kid.
Right.
So I'm not disagreeing with
that. He the greatest.
I just think a fraud is somebody who selling you something and you didn't get. To me,
a fraud is when they come off the mic and they still acting like that, you fake.
Yeah, dude, that's
the image side of you. Come off the mic still trying to live like you that nigga on them raps, then you faking.
Mm. Yeah.
If you come off the mic and be yourself, but when the camera's on, I'm being whoever this artist I said I am, then that's a difference.
I feel you.
Am I right or wrong?
I feel you.
Like, shit. That's when you get caught up when you start trying to live your raps.
Yeah. But think about this.
Exactly. I have a question.
The perception, let me say this real quick. The perception of our youth, right? The youth might admire this rapper that does these drugs or say he got these bodies or he spin the block or he do this and do that. They might admire that. So if you feed in that and that's just entertainment, that's cool. But you also are influencing other motherfuckers who might not want to be in that life to do that.
Tony Montana influenced nigga to snort powder and shoot guns.
You're right.
But you can distinguish that's fake. Yeah. How you can't distinguish that a nigga that's having millions of dollars riding all these big ass cars, he ain't got them out there shooting a nigga tomorrow. Mm.
Yeah, and I also have a question. We forget that a lot of rap music has parental advisories, and a lot of this rap music isn't even for kids. So if you're allowing your kid to listen to Shoot 'Em Up, Bang Bang, how does that person all of a sudden become what do they call it?
Role model.
A role model.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think a lot of rappers signed up to be role models.
At the end of the day, that kid already had something in him that he wanted to be that anyway.
Exactly. But I don't think
that. Heard that music.
But I don't think that rappers.
Some kids in them suburbs ain't have nothing in them. They just.
That's
what
true,
you mean?
But I don't.
Leaders, they don't have like.
I had that. Bro, if I. Listen. That's just like me going to listen to a song say, pop pill, pop pill, pop pill as a kid. If I know I want to pop no pills, I'm not going to pop no pill.
Got you.
If I want to pop pills, I'm going to pop them. If you go listen to the City Girls or whoever, any type of woman that say, trick off, sell pussy. If you start tricking off, selling pussy, you been want to do that.
That's a fact.
They didn't influence you.
Yeah.
Now you're talking about strong-willed, strong-minded people. You're not talking about weak-willed, weak-minded people.
But how does entertainers have
impressionable.
To? But why do entertainers have to like monitor who they are because of other people's mentality? Or monitor the type of music that they make. Because in rock music, you got a whole bunch of them rock people talking about shoot them up, bang, bang, stab them up,
kill yourself,
die, right. Hang you up. But
if
they don't.
If ABC Records is beefing with DEF Records in our industry, niggas be ready to jump in the beef. Our fans be ready to jump in the beef for ABC and DEF Records. We got to talk about the reality of our culture and our industry.
That's cool, but at the end of the day, they come with parenting.
That's a fact, right? No, for real.
Sure.
You can't put that on these rappers.
Yeah,
you can't put that because I'm going in the booth line. I'm supposed to raise your kid.
All I'm saying is.
Yeah, no, that's facts.
I'd be happier if the rapper just said it was lying. They not saying they lying.
Shit, when them video come on and say these are props, that mean all this shit is fake.
That's rare now.
Yeah.
But some niggas ain't lying.
You're right.
But some niggas ain't lying, but the one that's lying to get paid about it, how we gonna be mad at them?
They should be saying they lying.
Why?
To who?
To the community, to the people, because if people admire them and say, I want to be just like them, you ain't even doing this shit.
But what about the women that's out here rapping? What about the women that's out here rapping and thinking about selling pussy and doing all this wild shit? Should they, like, what's the difference between that?
Are they lying or not lying?
Some of them are. Some of the women are lying.
Influencing other women who look up to them. I'm talking about weak-willed, weak-minded people. I'm not talking about
us. But if you weak, you weak anyway. You're going to walk down the street and see the drug dealer doing it and you want to do it. So what the fuck? I'm not going to make my money?
It's true. No, make your
weak
money.
Weak is weak.
Just say you're lying if you're lying.
Why?
Why?
Why not?
Why too?
I ain't agreeing with that.
Arnold Schwarzenegger and whoever in the movie ain't gonna go out there kicking it. They don't kill people, but that's
man. Understood. They not saying that I'm lying in this movie.
But they not saying that they kill people in real life. They clearly can't.
The Terminator kills people
in the
this
movie.
Actor. The Terminator, I kill people. I'm the right. Terminator. Yes. So if you want to be that, use a fool.
Yes. Yeah,
absolutely. Arnold Schwarzenegger's not killing nobody.
Exactly.
Correct. We know that.
So what's the difference between
goddamn? If Big Bang Black, the rapper, say fuck with my pimping, Rashad ain't pimping, he married.
Yes. That's a fact.
So I'm just saying, so what the fuck?
I agree.
So why I supposed to come out there and say I'm lying about this pimping shit? Why?
I know, Scream.
No, that, it's up to you to determine this.
Okay. I still think.
The why does the world all of a sudden think people got to come out and explain everything that they do now?
Or say.
Yeah, like you got to explain everything.
You just said a nigga you just said they need to tell them.
See, okay, listen.
Yeah.
You said, Big Facts quote, right? Man, I'm getting a lot of money listening to Jeezy, right?
Yeah.
You said that, and we be motivated by certain types
but
of
But I didn't look at Jeezy yeah. like he is the biggest dope dealer in the world.
No, for
he
sure.
He just a soundtrack to what I was doing.
Just hustling. Let's just talk about hustling. He the vibe of his music inspired you to hustle and get more money.
Yes.
The vibe of music can inspire
but you. But I never to looked to a man, though.
No,
that's just like you going to, that's just like you being in church and you worshiping the preacher instead of God.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
It's the same shit. If I'm listening to a nigga music and it inspire me to do something, that's what that do. Fuck him. Mm-hmm. Fuck what he who he is.
Mm-hmm.
This is what doing for me.
Mm-hmm.
Am I tripping?
Nah.
This is how I feel. So I'm no matter if I listen to bullshit rapper from Buffalo, goddamn Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
And he could be a nobody, never sold that, but he's saying some shit that can relate to what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not looking to this man as a role model.
Mm-hmm.
But the shit you saying helping me get through my day and sell this, if it take it too long, that's how I feel.
So if you got a 7, 8, 9, 10 year old kid, you say, watch what the fuck you want to watch, listen to what you want to listen to.
No, that's parenting.
I tell my kid, that shit fake.
Right.
And that's it's parenting.
That shit so fake. It's up to me and everybody around you to tell you that that's fake.
For sure.
Yeah. When I seen Lil Nina with them headphones on, listen to the Alibaba, hey, don't believe in that shit.
Mm-hmm.
That shit is fake. Do you see me when we coming home to this big ass house? Do you see me out killing niggas?
Mm-hmm.
This shit is fake.
Parenting is important. Parenting is definitely where it starts. At home that's is where it starts.
That's what I'm saying. So how you gonna put that blame on a fucking artist
and a creative?
What you think, Jade?
I'm saying whatever y'all think. Like,
speak your mind, Jade.
Motherfucker be wanting a nigga be fake, and then at the same time when a nigga be fake, when a nigga be real and get caught up on some real shit, then it's some funny shit. Yeah. Which one is it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
right. I don't get this shit. This shit is the fakest shit ever. The fans is one that's fake.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Big fat.
So the nigga be like, damn, you ain't did nothing about that. Then when you do something about that, you stupid. Which one is it? So I'd rather be a fake ass nigga with a fake ass image. Mm-hmm. And get my money and don't even worry about what they talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Because at the end of the day, they love you, then want to hate you again, bro. Yeah. That's just how this shit go.
Yeah. Exactly. Go for that.
How the fuck I'm going to be 11 years old, get turned out, feel like I want to start shooting guns. And when I shoot guns, I go to jail and tell the judge, goddamn, NBA Youngboy made me do it. How?
You ain't never met him. You ain't had one conversation.
You was a fool. That's just like a nigga seeing these crackers shooting these schools and shit, shooting up these restaurants and shit. Then he say he influenced by that. You go do that. No, you already want to do that, dog.
Yeah, big fact. Yeah.
You already want to do that. How you going to be motivated by something else somebody else doing if you don't want to do that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Got a point.
Okay. You gonna go goddamn walk with Sauce Santana? That ain't what you wanna do. That's not what you wanna do. You're not gonna be influenced by that because that ain't what you wanna do.
Right, no, facts.
If you wanna do something, you're gonna do it anyway, no matter what a nigga say.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you don't think, my last piece, you don't think music has no influence?
Yes, 100% influence if you wanna be influenced by it, though.
It ain't necessarily the
it music. Ain't the nigga fault who got there rapping.
Made the music. That's who the artist.
It definitely ain't really just necessarily the music. It's shit. It's your environment. Bro, you can be walking down the street, you see somebody pull up with a pretty lady, and you can be like, God damn, I gotta get right.
You influence, right.
You
influence.
Know, but not that I want to be him.
Right.
But I know I ain't. He might be in a Mercedes. I might want to be in the Rolls Royce.
Mm-hmm.
But he gonna put something in my head that I need to do something to make my pocket fat. Mm-hmm. I can get right.
I'm gonna go for that.
If a nigga was out here rapping about goddamn the stock market with nobody about that shit,
I'm screaming.
I'm just being 100. If a nigga's out here rapping about anything positive, no, the record label's not even going to promote
anything
it.
Anything positive.
They don't even want to see it.
The record label. Positive rappers that.
Who? That shit ain't shit.
Who?
J. Cole and Kendrick ain't shit.
That's a
but they play. But they
it's the minority for sure.
But how hard it is,
I'm just saying it can't.
I'm talking about shooting niggas right now.
But I'll say it is. Domani, J. Cole, Kendrick are being themselves.
But niggas,
I don't think they would have been.
When you walk into a label, playing that type of music, them folk down there side eye you.
They do.
They want to know what's your gimmick. Who's behind them? Is the streets with them?
Yeah, but yeah. That's what they want.
That's what I'm saying.
No, I'm saying that they want. They want. That's what they want for two reasons. Because A, it makes the money, and B, it got niggas doing all the bullshit. Partially influences niggas to do all the bullshit. That's all I'm saying.
They said they need answers. About what? Will I get big fat? Big fat, big fat.
Mother's Day is coming, and mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you, something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Plus even more for the whole family like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer? Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
I just feel like at the end of the day, it is what it is. You got to be able to determine what's real and what's fake for yourself. I don't give a fuck if you 6 years old.
That's facts.
Oh, you got your own brand.
Prince was my favorite artist, but I know I never wanted my ass out in no pants. Just being 100. Like, I love Prince, but I never wanted to do that.
Right.
Michael Jackson, I love Michael Jackson, but I never wanted to bleach my, whatever the fuck happened to his face, but I never wanted to look like
that. Boy, you a strong-minded man, and we are, man.
Okay, so if you weak, you weak anyway.
Yeah, you're right.
You listening to this shit to be weak.
Yeah.
But no, the majority of people might be closer to that mindset.
Well, they need to
play. But is that your fault?
Right. Definitely. No, it ain't nobody's fault at all.
But do you now have to like monitor how you are, because now all of a sudden all these people are looking up to you now? Like, just think about like all these people that's looking up to, I don't know, we could say Rihanna. Do she now have to monitor who she is because y'all decide to let y'all kids look at the naked girl? So even you know what I'm saying?
Even the rappers that do all the negative music, they turn around and do the positive shit. It's just not magnified like the music, bro.
That is true.
You got niggas that do goddamn giveaway shit so much. Like, even with, I don't need, like, this shit taking me to some homo shit. D-Boy done did so much shit for the community, so many people. But now people don't even see that.
Mm-hmm.
All you seeing is the negative shit. Now this is what we running with.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is the shit we want to show.
You're right.
Mm-hmm.
This is what rap music do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but how many people was employed by these people? How many people lives have changed fuck with these people?
Mm-hmm.
That positive part, we don't put that out to the
kids.
To okay,
that. Now
you can rap about this shit because you know about it and you see it and that's what's going on. But this is not what we live in.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like rappers doing that by just living their life.
I'm in the toy drive.
You see niggas with their kids getting away shit.
Toy drive.
I ain't not shooting no gun, pimp. That's what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can't determine between that, that's on you.
You're right. You're right about that. We should magnify.
How the fuck I need to come out and be like, I'm fake? That don't even make sense.
I feel you. This is your business.
Huh?
It's your business.
I'm showing you. Well, I'm gonna mention.
Why don't we look at artists the same way we look at actors and actresses?
True.
Like, you think about it, like when Denzel, he could play any character and we don't look at him as training him.
This shit, what he talking about, niggas feel like, what Jay just said, a nigga fraud. So niggas start trying to live up to that shit.
Yeah.
You got niggas trying to live up to that shit. Now he get himself caught up. Now he's stupid.
Yeah.
Damn fool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I was a fraud, I need to live up to these raps. I need to go to the club and shoot somebody just to make my raps real.
Yeah. Exactly.
The people make niggas fuck niggas' head up. Because these niggas getting influenced too. Okay, now I ain't got no goddamn hit. I got to do some bullshit online.
The artist can be influenced by the fans. That's good. I like that.
No, that's a fact.
The artist
I
can
agree.
Be influenced by
that's
the fans.
That's the main
fans.
Shit. Mm-hmm. Bro, I go on my live right now, nigga gonna say some bullshit. Damn, bitch, nigga, you high. From who? Or whatever, just, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Clone.
Like, boy, you had surgery. For you to be like,
BBL bank.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, bro, wait, you cannot please these people, bro.
No, that's fact, yeah.
No matter what you do, it's going to be perceived as some bullshit. No matter what it is, bro, it's going to be fact. It's going to be perceived as what they want it to be.
Mm-hmm.
Because they sitting around miserable just judging your life.
Mm-hmm.
So if I got to come out and tell a nigga, I ain't never pimped before. This song ain't finna do shit.
That's a fact, too.
It's your business.
It's up to you to determine.
Yeah, you're right.
I say fuck my pimping, then I post my wife. How the fuck am I pimping?
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? Like, just let's be real.
Mm-hmm.
But then a nigga be like, well, you ain't no pimp. You married. Now I pulled a goddamn, I pulled a show of 3-4 bitches. Now I'm like, hell nah.
But that's to support your business.
Huh?
That's to support your business.
That's when you turn fraud to
you're
me.
Right.
That's when you turn fraud, right. trying to sign up for some shit you know you ain't ready for.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that's where
niggas,
we at.
Niggas glorify and be fascinated by shit that they not ready for.
Period. Mm-hmm. Not at all.
That's where we at.
Right.
That's where we are. That is the destination. You know that destiny. That's where we are.
But I thought that was the whole thing that we said in the beginning.
What's that?
Like about what Black just said about niggas glorifying shit and signing up for shit that they're not ready for, or not in a position to be able to be ready to perpetuate, basically.
Yeah.
So basically, are you saying we just came full circle?
Well, that's the destination. The we had to go around to get to the thing. That's where we at.
Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah, that's exactly what's going on.
Yeah, that's
because
where we at.
At the end of the day, it's like, some of these kids can really rap. Some of these guys can really rap. Mm-hmm. But it's like, why would I really try to showcase my talent when I could do this? This the easy way. I can op it out and go on and get in.
I think that shit's spreading though, man. Like even to the athletes, like you got an athlete, you got a NBA basketball player, and they want to be tough, a street nigga.
But that's just how this shit go when the music moved the culture, bro.
Mm-hmm. And that's what I was saying.
Move the culture.
That's all I was saying.
Everything like back in the day, it was goddamn niggas want to be like them West Coast niggas. You know what I'm saying? Fuck the police and all that shit that was going on. Mm-hmm. Then it went to, New York. Then it went to West Coast. Then when it got down south, niggas want to be crunk and jump around, big t-shirts. Mm-hmm. Then Jeezy and Tilton came with the dope boy swag. Everybody, bro, bitches was selling dope then. Bricks. Ain't never seen no dope in their life, but then now this shit on some art time, now everybody kill us. Mm-hmm. What is going to be next? We don't know. But that's just how it moves. Like,
mm-hmm. They need to move.
Chain gang full of dope niggas. These niggas just not getting out from... The dope boy 10, rap
20
shit.
Years ago.
Now it's just killing shit.
Mm-hmm.
It shit just move with the culture. And niggas just, everybody's influenced by it. The artists influenced by it, and the streets influenced by it. Mm-hmm. And the fans.
Mm-hmm.
So shit, I don't know how the fuck they gonna change it, but that's what the label's looking for. I can walk in there with the next J. Cole, them folks be like, what's this image? Like, what's the word of the day? Image?
Mm-hmm.
Them folks go to ask him, what's the gimmick? Mm-hmm. Like, what's with him?
Mm-hmm.
Who's pushing this? Like, it's the street they call to Atlanta. It's the streets with this. If the streets ain't with it, they don't want it.
It gotta be mm-hmm. sick. Like, get him out of here.
So we gotta put an image on this nigga. Now this is a kid, 20 years old, that never been in the streets, never been there. Now he gotta get a crew of niggas around him that don't give no fuck about him and everything like this shit. Now he in some shit.
Mm.
Now when he in some shit or he fuck around and handle that business, now he dumb.
Yeah, he can't too win. Much.
How does shit go?
Can't win.
Yeah.
Unless you just stay out the way.
But you stand out the way, niggas broke.
You can get your money and stay out the way?
How?
You can get your money and stay out the way.
I'm saying.
We can name some rappers.
You said, I get what you're saying, but these niggas still rapping about that same shit.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I'm talking about staying out the way, so you can just be in.
But when you're up and coming rapper, you can't really stay out the way. You got to go
You got
to
prove it.
You got to go to them goddamn. Wait, let's see.
Yeah. Let's see what he on.
You got to go where these niggas want to see it.
Exactly.
Yeah, show it there.
You ain't going straight to no venue.
Festival.
Arenas and show. But your ass finna go get booked by goddamn Jade and them, Tim Balls. You know what I'm saying? Shit like that. You finna go in the spots.
Coca-Cola.
Yeah, but let's see if you back that. Yeah.
First. Let's see.
Yeah, for real, hole in the wild.
So what we said is when you sign up for it, then, the music.
But what else is a nigga to do, though?
It's the new streets. The music.
It's the new streets.
So know what you signing up
new
for.
New streets.
And whatever come with it, come with it.
This shit dangerous, though, bro. Niggas need to be goddamn some engineers or some goddamn cameramen, but rappers, but that shit dangerous.
But if somebody rap about that shit, you said ain't nobody gonna buy it, which is true.
No, I'm just saying this shit, like, somebody said this shit one time, it's the most dangerous job ever, man, being a rapper. Because mm-hmm. you got enemies that you never even met before.
Man. Mm.
Niggas just want to see what you about, like.
Just because you rapped about it.
Yeah, just because you rapped about it. Mm. That shit crazy, bro. Everybody done been on that shit. Them niggas ain't like that. So you want a nigga to goddamn play itself.
Mm-hmm.
That's just how this shit
I think goes, we all done said it, though, before. Huh? I think we all said it before because locally, if you coming up and you just know.
Yeah, trust me, bro. I ain't seen him saying saint. I'm a part of the problem.
Right? Okay.
Let's be real. Like, I know them. I went to school that whole ass nigga. That's just how it goes.
Right.
And he could be hard as hell. Your nigga rap can be hard, but he'd be mm-hmm. like, them niggas ain't like that. Like, we just fucked up, bruh. Mm-hmm. I don't want to hear no nigga shit unless I don't heard a story like, oh yeah, them boy get out.
That's all I'm saying. That's all
No, you're right.
Saying.
I get what you're saying, but it's still a problem, Jay.
It's a problem.
It's not right. Yeah.
That don't make it right because we saying them niggas a fraud. That don't make us right. Mm-mm. That make us wrong in all aspects of it.
Yeah.
Cause we'll get on here and be like, interview a nigga and be like, this nigga fake as hell. And then goddamn, this nigga go try to show us he not.
Mm-hmm. Now we in here laughing. That put like, that us nigga in stupid.
A real fucked up position. Yeah. A fucked up state of mind. Some shit we putting out on our people.
Mm-hmm.
But, right or wrong.
But I'm just throwing the, can you just be yourself?
Like if a nigga get it chained to, no.
Okay.
If a nigga get it chained to, oh boy, he a ho. Anybody can get their chain to.
Yeah, especially if
anybody can get jumped on. Anybody can go out of town, slipping, and get your ass beat up.
Oh God.
So, but now you a ho. You could be a multi, what they call it? Goddamn.
Martial
juco,
artist.
Juco nigga. Nigga, get on your ass, boy. They got on your
Muay
ass.
Thai.
Yeah.
And
Jet, bro, this shit fucked up. Nigga want you to be Superman.
Yeah. Man and Batman. Joker against.
You're a rapper.
He wants you to be Superman.
You're a rapper on TV with chains and money. You Superman to our culture. What's
no,
bigger?
No, these niggas want you to be super nigga. Do some shit. Go to jail. Get away with it. Doo-doo. Yeah. Die. Come back.
Jump out of bitch.
Go to jail. Get away with it. Die. Come back.
Real shit. I only want you to do everything.
Jump out of tree with an AK and just with a camera tied up to it and let everybody see you spray to everybody.
And get away. Beat the charge.
He beat it, y'all.
But don't forget to record it.
Rest his soul, but did that shit start with Tupac?
They said Tupac was faking it.
That's why I asked the question. Did it start with Tupac?
But Tupac actually started, Gemini shit started trying to prove. But once I got with Big Shug, you know, I'm neck. Denny.
But he didn't come off like that. He started off as like a poet.
He got with them boys.
But he was kind of like that before he got with them.
No.
When he was in New York. When he was running around New York.
Brenda's got a baby and I get around.
I'm saying not. Nah.
That boy got out of prison.
I'm talking about West
Coast. Bro, that was a different pop.
Nah, yeah. When
that was the middle finger to the cops pop.
He was already throwing like
that. He was saying he was already throwing
like that. Like,
you're right.
All of that before death row.
How he got to jail.
He stayed in Bishop. But prior
then
to that,
that
he
took that shit to above the rim.
Above the rim of Birdie. Got with the wet coat. Boy, I got back up for real.
He's always been kind of like that, like menace type, because his mom was that, like, you know, going
he was,
against.
Like, always rebellious.
Black, yeah,
that's what I was saying earlier. Yeah. If it's already in you, it's gonna trigger.
Mm-hmm.
When you get around the right shit, when you get around the right shit, like with Big Sure.
And I got backup.
And you got niggas saying the shit we saying like. Tupac ain't like that.
Yeah.
All niggas who knew him, beat him up and shit, probably in group homes and shit.
Had him now walking up to people swinging on him.
Stomping their ass out.
Fuck our own people up, bro. I don't know how this shit gonna stop, but we do that shit, bro.
Ego too.
Cause I'm like I said, I'm part of the problem. I be main nigga like, man, them niggas ain't. It's just how it go.
Mm. Yeah.
Hey.
So we should just. The solution would be, although that might not be a reality, just enjoy a nigga music if it sound good.
Like,
and if you don't like it, turn it off.
Even if you see a kid that's geeking itself up off of a tell, like, hey, you know that's fake. Fake, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to push on our platform that all music niggas rapping like that is fake. The music is fake.
Yeah.
We can't say the artist is fake. But the music is fake. Nobody's doing what they saying in their music.
It's not possible.
It's scripted.
Yeah.
It's like possible. A show.
Even if they is, we're going to put that narrative out there.
Right.
That shit is fake.
Assume that it's fake.
Yeah, assume that it's fake. Don't be trying to listen to that shit, kids, and feel like, do kids listen to us?
They're not supposed to.
Yeah. Okay.
But they're not supposed to.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But they're not supposed to.
What you mean?
Like, our platform is not for kids. Like, when you upload this shit up, it's safe for that's adults dead. And older. But that's I'm dead. Just saying, they're no. not supposed to watch it. So, by us.
Dead. We ain't supposed to watch porn as a teenager. We ain't supposed to watch still certain watch. Shit.
Well, but what I'm saying is tell your
as a
kids.
Parent, you're not going to let your daughter just sit and watch this at 4 or 5.
You're right. If chance.
She's not watching this.
She's not. Well, when she's not around you, she figure out how to take that parent control off and she got to put that city girls on. What you going to do?
They got it even better. It's, you know, they can say it.
Yeah. YouTube.
Right.
Exactly.
My daughter don't even know a city girl, so she for sure not about to be city girl in it.
They phone, the iPad, or the mobile control. Coming up, the rappers, like, long time ago in rap, first when niggas, like, was being a rapper, it was like, that nigga want to be a rapper. It was a joke.
It was a joke. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
But then when they started seeing niggas who they knew from the block actually getting money out of this rap shit, like, hold up.
Mm-hmm.
This shit turned into the new dope game.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Right, like, then and there.
Yeah, you start seeing such and such who just had the bricks with a label now.
Mm. Right then and there.
You get what I'm saying? Now this shit turned into the streets.
Late 90s.
Right then and there.
So once it turned 90s. To the streets, it's like every rapper that ever wanted to be a rapper had to be street.
Late 90s. Post Tupac.
Nah, it was fucking.
who was
before? Ice T them was goddamn kicking street shit.
They was gangbangers.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But how you stop gangbanging and got on goddamn whatever you like?
Yeah, SVU.
Stop gangbanging.
Right. I thought he was a pimp.
No, they stopped. I think that's a key word in it too. They stopped.
They stopped rapping about it. They had been stopped.
Yeah, they stopped and stopped rapping about it.
Because it didn't even suit it no more. They couldn't even, it didn't even look like
exactly.
Match.
It don't match. You can't be on CSI, whatever the fuck show he on, and still be gangbanging.
SVU.
You gotta have your common sense, like you said. That ain't. Jay-Z can't be moving bricks in fucking Brooklyn. He can't be. You gotta have some common sense, too. So that's
what I'm saying. Like,
I totally agree with that.
Even if a nigga is lying in his raps or telling the truth in his rap, how you gonna let that shit influence you to throw your life away?
You're right.
Mm.
No matter what he doing, if he lying or telling the truth, mm-hmm. That what you want to do?
Your parents mm-hmm. always told you, don't be no follower.
Right.
That's a fact.
But you should know that anyway, though.
You should.
So the nigga that listen to rap music and feel like, I'm finna go slide to this, bro, you were going to do that to any, you'll do that shit to R&B.
I'm crying.
That's what you is.
Regardless.
But I just hate that they putting that shit on niggas, man, like, I don't know. I just hate it because
I
feel like we're part of this rap culture. I got a lot of friends that's rappers and multimillionaires out this shit. Mm-hmm. I got homies that's trying to come up out this shit. So I just hate the state that this shit is because it's like, you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? If you don't goddamn keep this image, yeah, it's going to take forever.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And then you're going to be done, your fans going to be done goddamn got younger, or you're going to be done outgrow the one that do fuck with you and it's just going to be dead up for you.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do, it's like they coming for you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you do?
And they can be they from different sides. It can be they legal,
yeah,
they street,
the police, yeah. Everything. Like everybody, like it's just too much stacked against you for this shit, bro.
Mm-hmm. It seems like shit. The ops is the police. Shit, they doing the same thing. They killing your ass. They taking your money, robbing, taking all. Shit,
it's just too much. Come with this shit, man. I feel sorry for rappers.
Would you, so if a young nigga tell you you want to be a rapper, what'd you tell him?
Shit.
Follow your dream. That we want to be.
I don't know.
Yeah, you say what?
Any.
What you if a young nigga tell him say, be careful.
Hey, Dave, man, I'm going to be a rapper, man. What you think? He respect you, so he asks you, what you think, Dave?
I tell him to come with this
and shit. He in school, yeah. Straight A's, all that shit.
I definitely tell him, like, personally, like, shit.
Let me make that question a little bit. You want to be a street rapper?
You know what come with that? You got to tell me. You know what come with that?
He's not street.
He's not street. He's straight A's.
Straight A.
He might know some street people.
I definitely tell him, like, shit, you know the producer make more money than the rapper. So why would you want to be a rapper? You're going to make less money.
Producers make a lot of money. They don't make more than a rapper.
They make 50% of the records.
That's what I'm mad about.
Niggas ain't going to
have any shows. They don't get show money, though.
Shows and features different.
Yeah,
they don't get show money.
But still, they getting a big old check, though.
Yeah, you got to be a Mike Will or ATL Jacob or a nigga like that.
Yeah.
That's what you
pushing for. A regular producer really got them. You got to give away a lot of beats before you got them.
Give away a lot of beats.
I think anytime anybody want to be anything, always attach the bullshit to it.
I just tell the nigga, man, you know what come with, this is what come with this shit. Be careful.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And sure. I always never try to live up to goddamn and somebody else's expectation.
No matter what you do, you got to be careful.
Right, for sure.
Never try to live up to somebody else's expectation because you can be sent somewhere actually in your feelings about your career. Like, going through the motion like, damn, what I need to do. And some niggas will be take the 50-50 roll, like, fuck it, I'm just finna drop my nuts. Mm-hmm. And then when I drop my nuts and diss a nigga or do some old Instagram shit, it may work for me, but now this shit gotta live me forever. I gotta answer to this shit one day. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, a gimmick. You pull a gimmick, diss a nigga, and he's serious about it. Or you beat a nigga up or take a nigga chain or something. I took your chain, but you go viral, you go big for it. But you gotta live with that. And I feel like the only way it really is to pop, man, it's a gimmick. Unless you just hard or you get vouched in by the niggas who are already in. You don't get vouched in, too, they got this shit for though. You gotta get vouched in this shit too or make a hit.
You know the frustrating part, I think, and this came to my brain too. I think the frustrating part is when you go sacrifice and do all that shit and it still don't work. So now you don't got yourself mixed up in a bunch of bullshit trying to be something you're not, and you ain't even rich.
Exactly like how you see them niggas got them. Nigga might come out and do something. Just say, I don't want to say that because I don't want it to lead towards niggas. Like, just say if you wear a pair of green shoes and people liked it online, but then you start back wearing regular shoes, now you're going to put on some pink ones. You see what I'm saying? Because I got to do whatever I got to do to feed what they liked. You get what I'm saying? Like, if I say some bullshit online, like, that's what they, and then niggas start saying, that's what they want from me.
Then you get start what I'm saying? Being more in that person.
Like, if I make a song saying, fuck these niggas, like, fuck, nigga, free, fuck, nigga. What y'all them saying? They turned up on that shit.
Yeah.
But they gonna have to come like that.
Yeah.
Cause people ain't gonna wanna hear them rap about no regular shit.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? We want some more of that fuck nigga free, cause that's what we like.
Yeah.
Now you gotta go, all right, we already mastered that fuck nigga free. Now we gotta goddamn fuck all these niggas.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Or whatever, you gotta make some shit. That shit just crazy, bro. You gotta, it's like, how you get unstuck out of that box though? How you get yourself out of that box?
You gotta be very talented and very creative to do that.
Talented as fuck. Like, someone, I feel like Drake can come how he wanna come.
Pluto always came how he wanted to come.
Pluto, yeah, for sure. Pluto.
But he make a hit in every lane that that is.
But sir, shit, nigga don't wanna hear from Pluto. He can come how he come. He got to have that shit on there too, though.
Yeah, for sure.
He can't just come a whole album with some new Pluto shit.
Right.
He got to have that guy.
He got what he known for.
Yeah,
it's called branded. Huh? It's called branded. Like, we big facts, right? So we just made this shit popcorn and had pop artists. We would think, man, we might go up, but we probably would go down.
Like, they goddamn wait for you. Oh, yeah, that's a smash. Number one. Right. Congratulations to my brother. He went number one with that.
Right.
But that wouldn't have been that without goddamn, I can boss a bitch up for a check.
Yeah, it's about
that shit wasn't on them. The album wouldn't, you know what I'm saying? It wouldn't have been him. It would have been like, what he trying to do?
Right.
It's just how artists are. I mean, just how fans are. Like, he satisfied everybody on it. And you know what I'm saying? Put some of that shit in there to take him on up through there too.
I think that's hard though when an artist show different size. You know,
but Drake can make a whole he can make a whole reggae album and it'll be accepted.
Yeah, he's an artist.
Cause he already done came in like that.
Yeah.
Is it because Drake never tried to box himself in and some rappers boxed himself in by just only doing gangsta rap?
This is my opinion. I feel like he was himself. Drake can't dress. Well, shit, this is how I dress. I'm not finna try to start dressing.
Facts.
Definitely.
This is what I do.
Facts.
Like, Drake we didn't find out about Drake, like, from the streets. We found out about Drake from Degrassi.
The scenes. And he was himself.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. I think that
He never tried to be anything else.
Being yourself in life can help you in life. Fuck music. In life, being yourself can bring you a peace and a happiness.
How you come is, sure. I think, how
big
you,
fact.
Yeah, facts.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm on.
How you come is how you gotta stay, though, too.
Yeah.
Unless, you know what I'm saying, you slowly evolve into something else.
If you start off killing niggas, you got to keep killing niggas.
You ain't got to really keep killing me, but you got to keep referencing and kind of looking like I do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but see the thing too, and not trying to be like, not trying to be like on Drake's dick or no shit like that.
You on it.
But
you on it.
I fought with a nigga like
Drake. Oh, yeah. You on it.
You on it.
But like you got to look at the extreme amount of talent that he has as well.
Exactly.
Like he's able to dip in and out of like some street shit or some dope shit or some op shit or some pop shit, or you know what I'm saying, some R&B shit or some reggae shit, like you said, and blend that shit and make it sound like some shit that even the average nigga can relate to.
See, but the nigga's a smart nigga because he know how to attach himself to something and it be accepted. Okay, yeah. If Block Boy JB got a song down in Memphis, Drake put a Drake verse on it, it blends with the streets.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I'm street.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? The biggest street artist in the game, Future. This my main man. We're going to go out on tour together. We're going to do album together. So that makes me street. Okay, but now I'm going to go fuck with the biggest pop artist in the game, too. And the biggest R&B, whatever. Like, he can adapt. What you call it?
Chameleon.
Yeah.
He can adapt to any situation. But certain niggas sound funny on them songs with them big people. And,
right.
You know what I'm saying? But they sound good with the street. Box.
Right. You're right.
I think Savage the same way. He can do that shit, too, though. Oh, he can adapt and get on an R&B song and
with Alicia Keys.
He owns them.
And then fucking go make a song with goddamn with fucking Keed.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Or Dirt. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Long Live Keed or whatever. But he's one of them niggas that can that can do that. He knows how to switch it up.
Like,
yeah.
But I just know me. I just want certain shit from certain artists.
Oh, me too. I be complaining when a nigga try to grow. I'll be first one complaining.
That
nigga like, singing too much, man.
Oh, this nigga singing too much.
This nigga talking about some bullshit, man.
But that's like to me. Like,
I like when they be singing.
I don't like the singing.
It depends. You know what? Everybody want a nigga first like album or mixtape. Everybody want that from a nigga.
Yeah.
That's what they want. But a nigga can't grow like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, but that's just across the board. If whoever it is start doing some shit that you're not familiar with, then it's like, well, stay over there with them fans. Don't come back to this.
Or I found something else. Like if a nigga gets, and I think this is what I was trying to say in the beginning, but it kind of like, I didn't make it come across the right way. Like if I'm listening to a nigga or if I'm a fan of a nigga or whatever, and he's on a record, like I sold this many bricks or I shot this many niggas or I flipped this fentanyl or, you know what I'm saying, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's saying, I,
mm-hmm.
And then some information comes out to the contrary. Like this nigga never touched nothing, not even a trigger or nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to hear nothing from this nigga again. Cause I feel like I've been bamboozled.
How? Like, but I've been
that's
like,
not me. That don't make him that no fraud.
Yeah.
Though.
But you like,
because at the end of the day, to me, that don't make him no fraud for real, but I would say he a fraud. I'm just being 100.
Yeah.
But I'm being real. Like, that don't make him a fraud because it's still entertainment. What you expect from an entertainer?
Yeah, and then on top of that,
that's how we gotta look at it, the truth.
Exactly.
But you know what we gonna say? I ain't listening to that shit no more, man. I just seen the nigga paperwork. That's just how it goes.
Yeah.
But that's fuck with a person, bro. That shit fuck a nigga up. That shit'll fuck a nigga up, bro.
I just
that shit'll
right.
fuck a nigga up.
No, you're right.
His
you're
fans
right.
go to saying,
you're not really that.
You fake.
Yeah.
Like if a nigga saying he's a killer or some shit like that, and a nigga keeps getting shot up. Like, even though, like Black said, killers like, it's fucked up.
Too, killers can get shot, too, though.
No. I'm not saying that they can't, but I'm saying this nigga saying he's a killer, but this nigga keeps getting shot repeatedly.
And
like,
handling their business.
Multiply repeatedly, and ain't, like you said, ain't handling their business.
But then,
but
the
it's
day,
fucked when, up, when because they, if they handle their business, then it's going to turn into some other
exactly.
shit.
Exactly.
It's just fucked up all the way around.
It's fucked up, because if a nigga handle their business, now he's stupid. Mm-hmm. He should have just looked over there. You were too big for that.
To keep getting shot up all these 19,000 times.
Stay in the house. Stay in the house, dog. Stay.
Yeah, the shit crazy, man. After that first,
stay
like
in the house, dog.
Like a nigga will be saying, like the artists who be in the house, be around their kids, around their family. When they come out, they move right with their security rule. I respect that.
Oh hell yeah.
I respect that to the
smart
to the
man.
Because
hell
at
yeah.
the end of the
oh,
day,
yeah, for sure.
At the end of the day, you can't say like, but you got niggas that'll do shit that they wouldn't even do to prove that they with what they saying they with.
Yeah, ego.
Yeah.
Ego. Like, I'm outside. But you ain't never been outside. Right. You a house nigga. But now you outside because niggas saying you ain't outside.
Mm-hmm.
You a fool.
That's fake.
You been tricked.
But shit, if a nigga in the house, he hiding. Which one do we want from these people, man?
And then y'all say he fake because he in the house.
Nah, he ain't. A nigga that's in the house ain't fake, but a nigga like you said that ain't never been outside that comes outside and broadcasts that he's outside, that's fake as fuck. That's too fake.
You're right about that. But if his op saying
you ain't outside,
I'm in your hood, where you at, and he don't go, I'm out here too, we gonna be he scared.
You know what though, man,
But he never been outside.
But ain't but
he don't
but,
even live over there no more.
But stay in California somewhere. We want him to catch a flight all the way to his
neighborhood. Try to catch these niggas before they leave.
God damn, man. I feel sorry for these kids, man.
Ain't nothing more valuable than being alive and being free.
Oh God.
Okay. But we know the culture we in. Yes,
this shit
is fucked up. And I'm telling you, it's leaking into sports. I'm just telling you.
It is.
Athletes, nigga, gang, gang.
Tell that's me. Because athletes, gang, gang, because these rap niggas making these athletes gang.
They ain't
gang.
Making any shit. These niggas want to be that.
They want to be that.
It's funny because
they come out the hood, too.
A lot of them out the hood. A lot of these athletes are harder than these rap niggas and have been through more shit than these rap niggas have been through and really have a lot more to talk about than these rap niggas got to talk about because these athletes really done been through some shit.
I was just about to say that. A lot of athletes I know want to be rappers anyway.
All rappers want to be athletes. Yeah. That's how it go. Because you got to think, your childhood dream was to be an athlete, no matter who you was coming out of the hood.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Your first listening to your rappers was gonna be
the basketball player.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Then you fucked around. I was good with the rap. Mm-hmm. Fuck this athlete shit. Mm-hmm. But I still want to be that. So I want to know these athletes. You know what I'm saying? That's just how this shit, because this shit just fucked up.
Want to hang out with your favorite athlete?
Just how it go, bro. It's like, what do a nigga do?
Sports and games and the players.
How do you ignore that?
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Be yourself.
But who you can't say that because what if somebody true self is some bullshit?
Exactly.
Then you that's what you own until you evolve.
No, but I'm just saying, what if their true self is the bullshit that we're talking about?
Mike Tyson.
What if I'm being my calm self, but then something triggered my other self?
No, we're not talking about fighting, but like what if you have a rapper and his true self is the bullshit? Like his true self.
If that's his true self, then he has to learn how to
channel it. Because that ain't never not gonna be it. A G is a G. They always gonna be a G.
True self, and if that's the image that he chooses to perpetuate, shit, better for him.
I have a question. So
you gotta fake it.
If you got a rapper and his true self is the bullshit, his true self is like is a killer and all this other shit. But then he come into the game and he's on some like fucking Justin Bieber shit. Will we call him fake?
Smart.
But will we call him fake smart. Because he's not being his true self?
I call his, him smart. His core?
His core
people that he grew up with would be like, this nigga fake, he done sold out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But the people that don't know, don't know.
Mm. They say they need Elsa's. About what? When I get big
fat. Big fat, big fat. Mother's Day is coming, and mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh
refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Plus even more for the whole family like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
That's another thing, like, and I'm guilty too. We don't allow sometimes artists to grow and adapt. Mm. We don't.
Man, nobody wants you to grow. When you grow, you fake.
I'm crying.
When you grow, you Hollywood. Real shit. When you right. move into a different direction than you've been going in your life, you went Hollywood.
Mm-hmm. You're some fake shit.
I growed up past the nigga that I was.
No, for
real. What is it? The scene in Hustle and Flow where dude talking about, you used to be this man and you used to do this shit, man. It's kind of like that right there. You know what I'm talking about? In Hustle and Flow with Terrence Howard and Ludacris.
Tell me that shit fell out your pocket, Kenny.
Yeah.
Tell me that shit fell out your pocket.
On that day drunk and he said, you used to be in the hood, man. You used to talk to the people. You used to be right here with me, man. And all that shit. That's what everybody wants.
Nigga wants you to be the dumbest, not the realest. I want you to be the dumbest nigga ever.
Want you to be
Let's see
dumbest.
How dumb you can be, how far you can get dumb. Because you got to think, that's how a nigga still thinking. You the only one when it got you some money and got you some sense. That don't mean your partner them got some sense. We still stupid.
I'm crying.
They still stuck in the same environment. And they
exactly. We still think
shit.
Like
they
this.
They can't think past that because they ain't seen nothing else.
That's what helps me, the way, because I know, when I look at a lot of people I know, like, he ain't trying me. That's how he thinks. Cause I used to think like that. You get what I'm saying? Like I knew everything a rich nigga supposed to do with his money. You get what I'm saying? When I was broke.
I'm crying.
Like, why the hell they butting them ain't on? Why this ain't happening? Why, you know what I'm saying? You can't see it until you live it. You can always say what you gonna do when you get there until you get there. You feel what I'm saying?
No,
like,
big facts.
I'm going to have all my niggas. We going to got now. Hey, man, you don't know what type of trials and tribulations you're going to go through to why you going to that route. You get what I'm saying? Why you going to that destination? You don't know who going to be done said what, who going to be done what, who going to be done stole, who going to be done this. Oh, so now I'm supposed to forgive everybody to live out this dream that y'all feel like I'm supposed to live out of to make me real.
Man.
Nah.
Yeah.
It's like you obligated to everybody around you.
Nah. And then it's like, what about the one that do keep it solid with you all the way out? But they, like, you can't tell me no street nigga that don't know criminals. No matter if you changed your life or not. This shit so fucked up. They goddamn snatching niggas up for knowing niggas. No, they my niggas. I love them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That don't mean I'm a criminal because my niggas criminals. Like, this shit is crazy, bro. It's like, I don't know how to,
stay in the house, dog.
It don't matter if you stay in the house or not. When I come outside and go to the club, my niggas been right there, take a picture, now I'm goddamn that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how they designed it.
So they saying don't go to the club.
But it's designed on both ends.
That's why Scream said stay in the house.
Stay in the house, goddamn, that money get shot in the house.
I'm talking about man.
Go out when you gotta go. That get money, your money
get away. I'm saying when you go out and get your money, you need to. You saying get another job. Because when you go out and get your money in this culture, you're going to be around the culture.
Yeah.
You probably need to.
So and the culture is criminals.
Yes.
Yeah.
Regardless of what you, whatever, however you kick it.
I think that's why artists be so like when they get to festivals and big shows, I think they be relieved. Like, I'm going to overseas and shit like that. They be relieved because they can kind of distance themselves from their shit and get their money.
But because the criminals can't go overseas.
But you still got family members.
That's real though.
You still got family members love. You got them catching cases and shit. You get them the money from the bond now. Now it's like, you funding it.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Like, this shit just so tricky and fucked up. It's like, what do you do?
Mm-hmm.
You can't even love your people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Then if you don't give them the money, then...
You the fuck nigga.
But if you... It ain't even about being a fuck nigga. You want to give it to them. I want to see you out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I want you to be okay.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You add me for $10,000, I give it to you. I ain't know you finna go buy no half a brick.
Mm.
Yeah.
I want to see you not broke.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But if you go buy a half a brick, then he puts that nigga go tell, like, he gave me the money for the dope. Like, God damn, how can I... What do I do, man?
Stay at home, dog.
Keep your money.
No. You look out for your people.
That's what
you
I'm saying. So if your man right here, Raj, Scream, I want to borrow $2,500. You get him $2,500. He go buy him $4,500, start trying to sell dope.
Right.
Man, you got to put these niggas on payrolls and let these niggas spend their paycheck.
Hold up. He get caught with that.
Whatever they spend their paychecks on, that's on them. They got paid to do a service.
Jay says something.
They got paid to do a service.
What service is?
Jason,
put the niggas on your payroll. Well,
you send that $2,500 from your cash app. That man go get caught with that.
No, put these niggas on payroll.
She's saying it's on payroll, meaning you get paid every month.
That's fine. That's fine. To be
whatever you are.
Black Lives Matter girl just put her baby dad. Y'all just seen that?
Oh, man. Almost a million. And
gave them folks an M. They was on payroll.
Right.
Yeah.
What them folks saying that money was for?
Oh, God.
Yeah. You're right.
They said creative direction got an M.
You can't beat the system.
What do you do? Didn't we do an episode of that? What do you do? That shit crazy.
Can't beat the system and you can't beat the streets, guys.
Can't beat these niggas either.
And you can't beat opinions. That we need to say. You cannot.
Cannot beat an opinion. Everybody got something to say.
Yeah, bro.
Everybody got an opinion.
We gotta stop trying to goddamn feel how other people feel.
Or make people feel how we feel.
And take on other people's stress, like. Is something wrong with your friend, your mate, whatever? Hey, it's something wrong with you. I'm not
your
finna get in that energy with you.
Your mate.
All I can say is I love you. I hate what you're going through, but I'm not finna take on you. Huh?
Yeah, we talked about this.
Like, about no, it but before. I'm saying I have
get,
a...
You gotta
I have
get a, out of other people's feelings.
I have a problem with that. Like, I feel like when I see something wrong with her, Dave, anybody, Scream Jay, shot anybody, I be like, what's up? Y'all good? I need to be like, I'm going to pray for you. Like, that's what I'm going to start doing, bro. I can't get in my feelings for your feelings.
Old people learn.
Fast, get in my feelings for your feelings. I don't know what you're going through. That ain't my business.
On God.
Yeah.
I'm taking on unnecessary stress.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know. That's all I was touching. But what's the image?
So the moral of the story is.
It's image everything, though.
Image is everything.
Image is definitely everything.
It's everything.
Good and bad.
Perception is everything.
Yeah, you got it.
Does image determine your character?
No.
Absolutely not.
Hell no.
The character got to be A1s for you to be A1.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Image.
Image reflects your character.
I feel like this, though.
It can, but not necessarily.
I'm going to disagree with that. I don't think image is everything. I think image is everything if you give that image the power to be everything. You have to take away the power of that image in order for it to not make or break you. That's what I think, honestly.
Okay.
I agree.
Not a fact.
Yeah, there's some facts to that for sure.
I don't know, man. I just,
I think image is everything because people like judge you off of your image. Like,
but if you what does it matter? What does it matter though?
What but the think? Image ain't nothing but an image.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Well, what does it matter what people think?
Yeah.
I don't think image is anything.
Well, I think
it,
in some cases, it does matter what people think. Just think about as like, it, no, but
image is everything. It depends on your job. What you do?
A cub in their head, I mean, head in their mouth, and it's like it looks like they're eating.
They're eating the cub, but
come
that's how
now,
they carry. That's how they carry their children around.
That's
yeah,
that's yeah. Hard. I mean, that's true. I agree with that, but I think that exactly. Image still does play a part in a lot of shit.
Oh, for sure,
but it's not everything, though.
Okay, if you get to a point where basically your whole life and your mind is just thinking about what other people think about you, you're gonna be miserable.
But image is everything when you caught up in your image.
That's true. That's
what image I think is everything. When you caught up in it, you thinking you the character that you created for yourself.
Mm-hmm. Facts.
You see what I'm saying? Like if I come outside thinking I'm Big Bank,
right?
Well, you're a fool.
Right.
That ain't you.
Right. Right.
But is that? Would it fly? Your self image. That's how you view yourself, and that's your standards.
Self image and image. That's
character,
thing.
Though.
Character,
yeah. Okay. Image and character are two different things, right?
Yeah.
Your character is who you really are.
Yeah.
Your image is who you're showing people that you are.
To be.
Right. Like when you post on Instagram, Neo be having any fizz and shit, making an eye Chinese and shit.
Me?
That ain't you.
Oh, God, it ain't.
That's just an image.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I can see you, even when you come to the club, that's still an image. Because we go home and lay down. I lay down with you a couple of days and you don't got comfortable. And I start to see that wig off of shit. That's you.
Yeah.
Like, that's how you look. Without that makeup and shit, that's how you look.
Yeah.
Like, we put on an image, right?
But you shouldn't give a fuck.
Okay, let me ask y'all this then. Since we put on an image and, like, what Black was saying, like, you know, the filters and the makeup and the wigs and all that shit. If someone reels you in or attracts you with their image, do they have the right to be upset or disappointed with you if you don't accept their character?
No. You can't. Mm-hmm. You can't because you went
for the okie doke. Yeah. That
you went for the okie doke. That's just like if I wake up and see a bitch with her eyelashes on the bed and I help, what the fuck? You can't get mad at me because I don't like that. I liked what I saw last night.
Yeah.
Right or wrong, right. That same way with the, like back what you said with the rapper. Now if I find out that your raps are lies, you can't get mad at me because I don't listen to that shit no more.
You saying
the same thing, but what I'm saying is with the rap shit, it goes different because you should already know.
Yeah.
If this man saying he done robbed 200 banks in his life, he lying.
Hey, the female's gonna feel like that too though, Bank. You should already know.
I do, but you can't tell me I can't change my mind.
Right.
I already know this shit look good, but I ain't think it was gonna look that bad when you take it off.
I am crying.
You tricked me like I be painting them whole faces on like with that makeup.
Yeah, that ain't even you.
That's a mask.
I'm crying.
Like, for real, you tricked me. That's a trick.
When they let them waist trainers loose and all that shit just dropped.
Yeah, like.
I'm fucking weak.
She just fell out of there. Nah, baby, that, you tricked me. Can't be mad at me. You tricked me.
Yeah, man. I got to go.
But nah, Emmett, I feel like.
Oh, you know, shit.
You got to just. If you're a fan, look at a person's image for who they is. Like dude said when he was up here. Find out who the person is before you start to admire that person. Mm. Don't fall in love with the image. Find out who the person is and see if you really fuck with that person.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like a lot of shit that we see, the images we see from these rappers, it's just an image. Because you can look at shit that niggas done did for the community and shit like that that we don't know about that you'll really love. And that's the shit you're supposed to try to emulate, that part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Right or wrong?
Right.
I don't know, man. Please don't. Like I always say, that's why I always say, bro, I ain't no role model because I say some bullshit. I change my mind. I do this. I do that. I've been saying that the whole time. I could be wrong. So don't listen to me. But if it hits you and you feel it, run with it. If you don't, throw it away. It's just like what they say, a steak. Eat the parts you like, throw the bone away, spit the fat out, whatever you like, take it with you. What you don't like.
Okay, Pastor Bang. Okay, Pastor Bang.
Real shit.
My boy Bang been in church.
When you eat a T-bone steak, is you going to eat the bone?
Nope.
Is you going to eat the fat part?
No. Made the church say.
Spit the fat out.
Eat the good part, kid.
Eat the key, good part. Throw the bone away.
Because I got some fat in this shit. Some bones.
Little gristle.
Little gristle. You ain't going to like every part of this shit what Bank going to give you.
Oh, God.
Shit you like, take it in. The shit you don't, spit it out, King.
Oh, God.
Queen.
Masturbate.
Real shit, fat. Brother. And I say that with same shit with the rappers, man. Mm-hmm. If you know some shit don't fit your life. Now, if you listening to music to go slide and that shit helps you, then so be it. I can't tell you what to be inspired by.
Yeah.
But if you know you're not a slider, don't hear that part and want to slide, because that's not you.
Mm. Yeah. Mm.
Right or wrong? Don't get mad.
No, don't. Like, so basically you
don't be in jail somewhere mad at your rapper when it come out that he was fake and you was listening to him thinking you was doing what he was doing.
But I feel like too, Nick, like just like you saying, niggas shouldn't try to get into some shit that they don't know nothing about. That's just like a nigga... That's just like a nigga selling bricks, trying to goddamn go and sell some weed. You ain't never tried to sell no weed before. So how you gonna just like try to sell weed? You don't even know how that shit go.
I didn't tell her. Like, boy, I ain't dealing with no class A drugs ever in my life. I can't accept what come with that. So why even put myself in that situation?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I see what that shit did to my family. So why the fuck I'm finna try to sell heroin or crack?
No,
to whatever niggas that did it, but I just never wanted it.
Mm-hmm.
Had all type of plugs. I could have got that shit cheap. What? I don't want that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't fuck what kind of money it makes. I don't want it.
Yeah.
That's not my lane. I don't want that. You get what I'm saying? Like, why would I? Now, if I do that shit and get caught with the first one,
right. It's your fault.
It's my fault.
It ain't nobody else's fault.
It's my fault because I knew that wasn't me. Exactly. Yeah.
That's why them niggas go to telling. They be on chunk in their fight. No, they ain't had nothing to do with it. And they put all the other folks in and fuck their family up and all that shit. They ain't had nothing to do with shit. Just stayed there over there doing whatever they were doing.
Exactly. Knowing you don't know nothing about that shit.
Knowing you don't know nothing about it.
Mm. I don't know. I just feel like, man, in the closing word, DJ Shrink.
Stay home, dog.
Stay at home, dog.
Nah, be yourself.
Image.
Definitely be yourself.
Protect your image. Can you protect your image?
You can protect your image, but see, image is so temporary. You could change your image.
I say, don't let a nigga trick you into the street.
For sure.
You know how they say, don't let a nigga trick you off the street. Don't let a nigga try to trick you into the street.
Yeah. How you let a nigga trick you into something though?
You
wanted to do that.
I think the word no.
So I'm just saying, like, at the end of the day, bro.
Those were my last words.
It's a lot of people.
Nah, we get crunked it back up with that shit.
Persuasion is a.
How can somebody persuade you to do something that you don't want to do?
Minded, bro.
No, I'm saying if I don't want to do something, I don't give a fuck who you is.
We're not talking about kids.
If you
yes, man. Thank you.
That's how you gotta be.
Thank you.
It's back. Everybody accountable for their own shit. Everybody got their own name.
He's talking about his peer pressure.
Yeah, it's back to boys in the
hood. Exactly.
In the car.
Because when I say tricking you into the street, that's
Ricky got out the car.
Trey wanted to slide at first.
He wanted to, and then he got out.
He got in the car. Had time to think. Let me out.
Let him out.
Cause I got something.
And they let him out.
He didn't be betrayed. Another nigga would have sat on in that motherfucking hell. They been there.
Yeah.
What if he ain't had time?
He wanted to.
That's what I'm saying.
But he wanted to.
No. He wasn't persuaded.
He wasn't persuaded.
He jumped in that car.
They knew he wasn't like, that nigga don't look at him like, hell no.
Exactly. He wanted to.
That's why they let him out. Nigga, you wanted to do that.
And then when they let him out, they still went to go slide.
He wanted to do that.
I said, then when they let him out, they still went to go slide. Did nobody say shit?
He was thinking with his emotions.
Yeah.
That's what made him get in the car. And then when he started thinking rationally,
that ride was too damn long.
Let me out. And that's why they didn't even trip about letting him out, because they knew from the beginning, even though he had the heart to do it, he wasn't prepared for what was going
to
come with that.
But I don't feel like nobody can persuade you to do nothing that you are
not grown.
Curious of want to do.
Yeah. No, but when I said trick you into the street, I meant like what we had just been talking about. Like, people are so caught up in trying to perpetuate an image that they'll trick themselves into some street shit just to look like they're street.
Yeah, you trick themselves. What you said, trick yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
Ain't nobody else trick you to do shit. You trick to yourself.
Definitely.
You trick your damn self.
Trey finna trick yourself thinking that he been, you know what I'm saying?
And them niggas like, shit, we bought that, so come on.
Come on, yeah.
You do what you want to do.
He got out the car, they ain't look at him like he was soft.
No, they looked at him for, bro, you were being you smart.
You smart. Yeah.
So you are.
You did what you supposed to do. Like, get your ass out.
You being like,
we finna go smoke these niggas.
And this ain't what you built for.
Mm.
So, let me ask y'all this, since we're speaking about the hood movies. Was Kane smart for trying to leave?
Yeah.
Kane no wit. He just caught up in the environment.
You caught up in the environment.
It's your job. You talking about boys in the hood?
Nah, man, society.
That was smart. That was a smart move. Tag down.
Kane with all the bullshit.
Yeah.
He was with it, but I see a little light if I go with what her name.
What
her name was it?
Girl to Atlanta. What's her name?
Damn, what's that bitch? They was going out of town, wasn't they?
Going to Atlanta.
Yeah.
Hey, you know everybody moved to Atlanta.
Yeah. Damn, then they got shot up. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That shit come with this shit, bro. But at the end of the day, I don't feel like, I don't feel like nobody else can trick you into doing something that you don't already want to do. I feel like they can
persuade.
They can't persuade you.
Ronnie.
Yeah, Ronnie. He hit that run, and Ronnie got that boots to Atlanta pussy. It's time to go.
Man, Ronnie had that fuck everybody pussy. Nah, I'm hollering at y'all niggas.
Only a nigga persuade you into Chance, doing something.
He beat the hell out of Chance about that pussy, man.
Man, he did a whole bunch of shit behind that pussy.
I feel what you're saying. No, ain't nobody going to persuade nobody in this room to
crack. To nothing. Nothing, bro. Nothing that you don't want to do. You was already curious about it.
Right. You're right.
You just really got them like the right place at the right time. If I put some mile on the table, be like, shit, but y'all should try this shit. I'm telling you, look how good I feel. If you take it, you already want to know how you want to fit.
I ain't taking no Molly, period.
I'm just saying, whatever.
Whoever takes it wanted to take it somewhere in their character.
Curiosity.
Not they in their character. They wanted
They wanted to see it. Like that's just what you wanted to do, unless you just a straight up dummy.
I'm crying.
Then you gonna do whatever it takes. You gonna try to just do shit to be cool.
Yeah.
And that's still you. That's your choice.
Yeah. Those exist too though. Crash dummies exist. People who just crash.
Mm-hmm.
That's between them.
But I always told a nigga, like, everybody ain't for everything. That been my main motto forever. Like, bruh, if this man is a fucking engineer, why you got him in the car while y'all shine? Same shit with the Trey shit. What? Like, now I get what you're saying. You got to take accountability for the niggas that's around you, too.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like, certain shit, but I ain't even finna let you do that because that ain't you.
You don't even need to see this kind of shit.
Yeah, you don't even need to talk this around you so you can feel like you need to do something to prove to us. No. Mm-hmm. We ain't even putting you in that. Boy, go sit your ass down somewhere. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Don't even have this conversation around these people.
Mm-hmm. And it's not even necessarily about them not needing to hear it so that they won't do it. It's about them not needing to even know of this so that they won't have anything to say if it comes time to tell.
Facts. You're right.
Facts.
Right.
Big facts.
www.bigfactspod.com. Be yourself. And what else?
Ain't nobody peer pressure no nigga. But you can't peer pressure motherfucker. But I'm saying this.
Peer pressure is still.
If a nigga persuade you to do something, you already wanted to do it. To me.
All right. And take accountability. For your own decisions.
Somebody can get you to do something you already want to do it. Like,
Everybody.
Like, nigga be like, I talked out the pussy. No, you didn't. She already wanted to give you something, bro.
Mm-hmm.
She already.
Like, are not that special.
Yeah, she just wanted you to try harder.
Yeah.
She was already coming to do
that. Put some forth in effort.
Huh?
She put some forth in effort.
Like, I done heard niggas say, goddamn, a nigga be like, goddamn, dude had sex with this girl. A nigga be like, bro, he tricked her.
Wait, what? Man, ain't nobody raping these people.
Nigga say a nigga treat my girl like her pussy. Bro, that shit that made me cry for him.
He was dead serious.
Bro, it's too serious. Like, he tricked her, bro. You just want to make an excuse to why you still with her instead of just saying, I love her.
Yeah.
How a nigga trick her? How a nigga trick her?
Can somebody trick you out your pussy?
Hell no.
www.bigfaxpod.com.
Salute.
You're listening to Big Facts with Big Bank and DJ Scream. Follow Big Facts on social media at Big Facts Pod. Big Bank and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts.
Hey, man, it's all the way up.
Ladies and gentlemen.
That merch in.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. www.bigfaxpod.com.
Yeah. With the real ones one time. Y'all come get y'all some of this merch, man.
Bigfaxpod.com.
Let's get it.
Get that merch right now. Shop with us.
It's all the way up. Big Fat Merch.
It's going down.
Visit the new website today. www.bigfaxpod.com. Visit now.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.